Hey, Lori.
Hey Marcy, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Really good. Enjoying this fall weather and all's well.
That is so nice. I know I have just loved the refreshing crisp in the air.
Me too.
What a blessing.
Yes, I've been watching my garden grow this morning out watering, and it's fun.
What did
I've
you
not, I
plant?
was gonna say, I don't think I've ever had a fall garden, or it's been a long time. Mustard, kale, lettuce, and collards. And that's probably half. And the other half are zinnias, the pretty stuff.
Oh,
And
wow.
some other kind of flowers. I can't remember what they're called. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Oh, I love kale. Before we get too far in, I just want to thank you for letting me tape this session and for my learning purposes only. And want to thank you for your willingness to be a part of that. So,
My pleasure. Glad to help.
how are you feeling coming into today's session?
Well, I'm feeling good because as I was thinking about this last week and looking forward to it, I've done something I've never done before. So what I want to talk about today, I haven't discussed with anybody else, and it's just been like I can't wait to talk about it. I probably got you all excited and anxious and maybe scared to death, but anyway,
I am a little bit holding my breath.
okay, good. So, unlike me, when something happens, a little bit of resistance or something happens in my life, I want to, talk to a friend or talk to my husband or just tell it. And I was like, no, I want to wait to my coaching session and see what happens. So, there you go. That's how I feel coming in. Excited, more excited. And I think waiting has taught me that things kind of, the emotional aspect of the encounter kind of simmers down if you wait a little bit before you talk about it. So there you go.
It's interesting how we see things through a different lens when we put a little time on it, don't, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. It's a little experiment, self experiment for me. And so I'm excited to just kind of talk it through and hopefully come to, some resolution or action steps with the whole situation.
Would you like to explore more about this experience of self-experiment, or would you like to dive right into kind of what you want to work on today?
Well, I think my patience has ended, so I'm ready to talk about
Well, do tell, what do you want to
Okay.
work on today?
Okay. So let me kind of say it all, and then maybe through the saying of it, I can figure out what I need my end goal to be. So, I teach at the Y. I sub chair yoga at the Y, and I've been doing that about 3 or 4 years, and I really like it. But it's something. Anyway, it's something I enjoy, but not something I want to do more than I already do it. So they just call me when they need me. And that's gone great. Always gotten good feedback. It's a group of sometimes as many as 30, but mostly more like 15 people, 15 to 30 people in the class. And it's mostly senior citizens. And I love that age group. So when I got trained in and certified to do this, I chose a training that it's called Holy Yoga, mm-hmm. which has a faith-based emphasis. And there's other people at the Y that teach that same style of yoga. So I say that to say I use faith-based music when mm-hmm. when I teach. And probably 75 to 80% of the time it's instrumental hymns. But sometimes, you know, I'll play music with lyrics in the background. So say all that to say, the last time I subbed, I really don't remember exactly what playlist I used because it's a Spotify playlist. And I just don't remember. So that was a few weeks ago. And so I was at the Y last week and the director approached me after a class that I took with her and said, I hate to even say this to you, Lori, but we had a complaint.
Mm.
And the last time you subbed, we had a member, student, whatever, complain about the music. And she was pretty adamant about not appreciating the faith-based music.
Mm.
And of course, I looked at the director and I said, wait a minute, this is the YMCA, Christian based. Mm-hmm. She said, I know. It's my job to tell you. And I said, well, you know, I'm really not sure what to do with that because I have multiple people over these several years that I've been teaching say, oh, Lori, I love your music. Thank you for playing this music. That happens almost at the end of every class. So that was kind of the end of that encounter. She did not, she handled it great, the director, mm-hmm. and she was like, I have to just pass this on to you. Mm-hmm. She didn't say, don't play Christian music anymore or continue to play Christian music anymore. She just put it out there as her responsibility to be the voice for this person. And so over the last several days, you know, as I thought about it, I'm like, I don't know really what I want to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was very frustrated about it at first, just inside. I mean, I don't think I showed that on the outside, but inside I'm feeling like, really, you know, one person, what do you do with the one person out of 30? And you've got multiple other people saying the opposite. How do you handle that? And I don't know. I just, it's really caused me to think about this, of course, and how I'm going to handle this. I need to resolve that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, I think that spills over into a lot of other areas in our world, in my life, you know, and then people that I know's life. What do you do with the one person? So I'm thinking that with all that said, I guess my priority is the next class I teach. I need to answer this question. How am I going to handle the next class I teach? to be respectful to the one and yet encourage the other, you know, 90%. I need to resolve that. I also need to just kind of just work through my own feelings about it. I guess that's probably where I'm headed for this coaching session.
So I can hear frustration. Mm-hmm. As you describe the scenario that you experienced. And I can also kind of see some concern in your forehead and your eyes, like this is a big deal to you. Mm-hmm. So I just want to acknowledge that is a part of the process for you, and that you're recognizing it with bravery and bringing it to the forefront instead of ignoring it.
Yeah.
So as we talk about this frustration and kind of the internal journey of that question of what do I do with this? What do you kind of feel like you want to leave with at the end of this session so that we can kind of mark the journey with an accomplishment?
I think my priority would be to resolve what I'm going to do with the next session that I teach, the next class I teach. You know, am I going to alter what I currently do? And if I do, how much am I going to alter it? I think I've got to make that decision so that when I don't have anything on my schedule right now, but you know, I could get called today and have to teach tomorrow. You just never know. So I don't want to go into a class feeling these emotions toward somebody I don't even know who the person is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, and those things show. And mm-hmm. I don't want that. That I know that's not right.
So before we start kind of talking about what it looks like to feel those emotions, I just want to make sure that we're clear about you wanting to talk about this internal battle after hearing this complaint from your director. Mm-hmm. And that really what you'd like to leave with is the answer to what are you going to do next? What are you going to do at your next teaching session? And questions inside of that are kind of how mm-hmm. or are you going to alter and how much if you do alter mm-hmm. your music. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
Okay. So would you like to start with this kind of thought of what it's like to know that there's a complaint out there and how you feel about the complaint and the person? Or is there somewhere else you'd like to start?
Well, I want to get back to that. So please don't let me forget that part of it. But I think probably what I need to nail down in my own mind is the purpose of why I'm doing this. So I chose to get this training and certification so that, because it was important to me, because the way I learned yoga was, you know, it ministering to the body, soul, and spirit. And I want to, I kind of want to resolve that in my mind. Would I stop teaching if I couldn't do that? If I couldn't, you know, bring in that kind of music, speak that, and I introduce myself when I introduce myself at the beginning of the class, I said, you know, I know most of them, but I always introduce myself to those that may not know me and tell them, this is how I was trained. This is what, you know, what I'll be doing and how this class will go. And I learned that from the mentor that I learned under, that it's always good to introduce your style, your, you know, your background, the way you were trained. So, of course, that, you know, music is a part of that. So, if I'm offending someone, should I not do that? Or should I just continue, maybe soften the edges if I think I need to? That's the part I can't really nail down, because I think the other decisions will come easier if I make that decision. And I don't know, do I go to the director and talk to her more about it and say, you know, because she did not give me any direction. Actually, that's not true as I'm thinking about it. She said, maybe you just play instrumental, which is most of the time what I do. I don't remember for sure if that's what happened that day or not.
And how does the music relate to your ultimate purpose?
Very strongly relates to the purpose of the class is for a physical, I mean, the foundation of yoga is physical and mental and spiritual, wherever you are spiritually, that's what yoga is. And so the music sets the tone for that. Even if it's instrumental, you know, it can do that.
So what part of the music brought the complaint?
And maybe I need to get that information. That's a great question. She wasn't specific about that, although she said it was a strong complaint. She wasn't specific about exactly what the complaint was. Now, this was the director talking to me, not the regular teacher who got the complaint. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that would be, the person that I talked to, the person that actually heard the complaint. But I don't want to cause her to break a confidence or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. What would that look like to collect some more information?
We usually communicate through text. And I could just text her and ask her if she felt comfortable talking about it, or giving me some more information so that I could, you know, accommodate this person and also stay in line with my training.
How important is it to stay in line with your training?
It's important to me. I really don't want to do it if I can't do it that way. Because I don't know any other, I really don't know how to do it because that's how I learned, if that makes sense.
So what's your ultimate goal here with this scenario?
Well, maybe I should reach out to the regular instructor and ask her, would she be willing to talk about that, maybe, through a phone call or whatever, and see, just kind of get some more information. If she thinks this person would be okay, what if the complaint was music that had words, then that would not be that hard to fix. You would just use instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it something I said? When you don't know enough information, you kind of conjure up possibilities, and I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have enough information.
Mm-hmm. So sounds like collecting some more information from people who are directly related to the scenario could help you inform your next steps a little better.
Yeah, I think that's a good step. I really haven't thought of that.
Ideally, what do you want to come from this?
I guess ideally, I want to be inclusive to anyone. I certainly don't want to do anything to offend or, cause somebody not to want to come back. But I want to do that with an attitude of I care, but I also have to consider all the other people in the class as well.
So what's the real challenge for you with that being your ideal?
I think that it's more of an inner challenge. The inner challenge would be not to be easily offended and not to just allow, something like this to sink down deep in my heart and cause me to be paranoid or I don't have to do this class. It's not something I need to do. I feel like I do it as a service. So maybe just reassess that is why I'm doing it, and it's okay to tweak things to accommodate somebody else.
How will you know that you've tweaked to accommodate and also stayed true to your ultimate purpose that you talked about in the beginning of addressing body, soul, and spirit the way you were trained?
I guess the only way to know would be if there are no more complaints, then and maybe ask this instructor who knows these members really well for her feedback after I do a few more classes, and just say, hey, give me some feedback if anybody has said anything one way or the other. So I guess it all kind of hinges on her because she's the one they're talking to. And it's kind of strange. I guess she probably followed the the chain of command correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not confident in that yet.
Who is she? The complainer?
No. Yeah, her too, but the instructor. If the instructor told the director told me.
Hmm.
So that was probably, you know, what she thought was the best chain of command. And yet the director really didn't know any details.
Mm-hmm. So how are you processing having this complaint that's floating around out there? You mentioned it at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny how I've been processing it. Because I mentioned I didn't talk to anybody about it, and that was different for me. If I knew I didn't have this appointment, I would have talked to somebody, a friend or my husband. I guess what's been interesting is my processing has been different, and I kind of wanted to try that out to see just that self-experiment type thing I mentioned, if that made any difference. I'm trying to self-assess myself. Am I growing? Am I becoming more mature? Am I better than my middle school self when I would have just like, you know, gotten really mad about it and offended, you know, I that's what I'm assessing about myself. I'm a little better than I was in middle school. I'm getting there. I don't want to quit growing, but I do like stretching myself. I really like learning about myself and stretching myself. So I think that's why I challenged myself. Don't talk about it to anybody, even though it's on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, from my bird's eye view, I say kudos because you're asking of yourself questions that are not easily answered. Mm-hmm. And you're willing to sit in an uncomfortable space long enough to kind of explore those feelings and thoughts around them. So I see a lot of growth there. And from session to session, and as you build those awarenesses, I certainly see them and say kudos to you for being willing to be uncomfortable. And just because it's in your own mind doesn't mean that it's not important, because that's important work too. Mm-hmm. So I guess the big question is, what will happen if the complaint comes again?
Well, I'll be stretched some more. And I think, based on who I am and who I want to be, I will persevere and continue to teach and just be aware and, you know, make modifications, absolutely, but not compromise my foundation of why I'm doing this. So modify things I can modify, and yet stay true to myself.
That sounds like quite the statement to move forward on.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about 10 minutes left in our session, and I'm just wondering if you want to continue down this road, or if you kind of want to add on to that in any way, where you'd like to spend the rest of our time.
Well, I really want to open a can of worms in related to this. And so let's see where we go with this. So I think what I'm learning through this process is something I've given a lot of thought. It takes resistance, which I look at this situation as a I don't know, just a time where there's some resistance, meaning like a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So when something comes up against something else in a conflict, you meet resistance. And in order to, when you deal with resistance, you're either resilient or you're not resilient. And as I've been thinking through this, I'm like, okay, I've got this issue going on. And I know it's in the scheme of the world, this is little, but this is what I'm dealing with right now. So I've got this conflict, which I'm calling a situation that's causing resistance in mm-hmm. my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to choose to be resilient and bounce back from it? Or am I going to turn and go the other way?
Mm.
Because my initial thought when the director came to me, my very human nature said, Lori, you don't need to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Just say, okay, no problem. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know, that's not who I want to be. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that person. Mm-hmm. I want to become more resilient, because I think in this life that I'm living and our world is, there's something in our lives all the time that's going to push up against us, and we're going to meet this standard. What is the standard going to be? Are you going to tuck tail and run? Are you going to learn resistance? And I think you learn resilience by staying in it and doing the thing.
What good could come out of that? Come out of that staying in it and doing the thing.
I'm not going to sing, because I know we're recording this, but it doesn't kill you. It makes you stronger.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a thing. And I really, Marcy, I just really want to grow. I really want to become stronger. And I think if you're resilient, you're stronger. You're more flexible. You're adaptable, but you're still at the core, you're still the same person, but stronger at the core. You get stronger mm-hmm. every time, even though you might bounce a little differently with every obstacle you meet.
Mm.
The resilience gets better. It's like playing with silly putty. When you pull it out, it's cold and it doesn't work really good.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you warm it up, the more stretchy and pliable it becomes, but it's still the same substance. I don't know. That's just who I want to be. And I just, when it happened a few days ago, I was like, okay, here's my chance. What am I going to do?
So if silly putty is part of this situation, how do you relate to that silly putty?
Well, I think I get to choose in this situation. Do I quit because I don't get to do it the way I want to do it? Do I modify to accommodate the one out of the 30? Or do I say, no, I'm not modifying anything? So it would be, I think the not modifying anything is the cold, silly buddy just coming out of the container that's been sitting in the closet forever. Nope, I'm not moving. The modifying person is the warming up, staying in it, staying moldable and adaptable, but not changing to, I don't know what, a Play-Doh. Mm-hmm. I'll become Play-Doh instead of Silly Putty.
Hmm.
I can't do that because I'm Silly Putty. That's who I am. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to jump and be Play-Doh. I want to be Silly Putty. Or throw the Silly Putty in the trash and say, forget it.
Mm.
So who I am in that, I want to be the middle person. I think that's who I want to be. Mm-hmm. And to get there, I think I need to reach out to the regular instructor, see if she has any more feedback for me, and work through this process and prepare for the next class.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds to me like your original need for this session was to leave with an idea of what you're going to do at the next class. Mm-hmm. And then an add-on is that you kind of wanted to work through some of the feelings about having the complaint. So you just kind of talked about what you're going to do. How do you think we did in our quest for finding a place to end?
Well, I think I'm so glad I didn't talk about it to anybody else, because I feel like in my mind, as I processed it with you, I'm feeling empowered to move forward. Because actually, when I sat down to talk to you, I was like, this could go either way. Wasn't really sure.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm feeling, as I'm processing it, feeling more empowered to walk through those steps. Does that answer your question?
It does. So how does it feel to have that empowerment as you leave the session?
It's really good. I feel like I want to go buy some Silly Putty.
It might need to be something you keep in your yoga bag.
It might be. That's a great idea. I like it.
That's just a little mental reminder. So if you can think back over our session today, I'm wondering what you found most useful.
Well, it's just very general, but processing verbally is really good for me. And getting feedback and questions that probe me to take a little bit deeper look was very helpful. That this might be more than just music, but, you know, something I really need to think through.
Deeper. Most things are more than just what they seem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there anything else you need to say to close out our session?
No, but just let me know if you see a sale on Silly Putty.
Oh, yes. I did see some in Austin when I was in Austin last week. I didn't know I was going to need a visual for you. I would have bought it.
Oh, I'll do some research. Thank you.
All right. Well, let me know when you'd like to schedule your next session. And until then, we will sign off.
Thank you so much, Marcy. Have a great
day. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.